I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 791, Always Vulnerable. Boy, we spend a lot of time pretending we're not vulnerable. Or we talk about it as if it's just an occasional passing thing. Man, I was really vulnerable in that moment when, fill in the blank. I think it's time we admit, and even celebrate, the truth that we're always vulnerable. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God with everything we have, and to love our neighbor, even in our own vulnerability. Now, when I say we're always vulnerable, I don't mean that we always lean into that. In fact, just the opposite. We pretend that we're strong, even when we're not. Remember the "don't let them see you sweat" commercial. Yes, but that doesn't mean you're not sweating. It just means you're trying to hide it. The Bible has a thing or two to say about admitting our vulnerability. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4:7, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us." In 1 Corinthians 2, "I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." And in 2 Corinthians 12, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong." Let's face it, folks. To be human is to be vulnerable. And that's why we wear clothes. That's why there are speed limits. That's why we take medicines. It's not that we're sometimes vulnerable. We're always vulnerable. Every moment, we're vulnerable. We can't produce the air we need for our next breath. And the pandemic has showed us the vulnerability of disease and viruses and death. And when you add in accidents and relationship rejection, well, yep, we're always vulnerable. There's a good side of that, though, podcast family, because being vulnerable reminds us that we're not the creator, we're the creature, and we can and should and eventually must embrace our own vulnerability, because we're dependent upon God. The gospel is not a bit of a self-help manual. It's total surrender to the good news of a good God who loves us in the midst of our vulnerability and came in the person of Jesus as a vulnerable infant to live and die and live again for us. Now, those who don't sense vulnerability seldom pray. Those who do make prayer part of their DNA as they walk in a dangerous and yet wonderful world with the God who has got us. Okay, but what do we do with our vulnerability? You know, everybody's got an opinion about that, and some are good and some are not so good. How about the live hard and die young crowd? No, thank you. Or Mark Twain. He said, "Life is short, break the rules, forgive quickly, kiss slowly, love truly, laugh uncontrollably, never regret anything that makes you smile." Well, I can get behind most of that. In light of T2G, I think I like this quote the best. "Every now and then, life stops us in our tracks to remind us of how precious and fragile we all really are. So tell all the people you love how much they mean to you, and then live like you mean it." I say amen to that. Here's the great question. Does your vulnerability scare you? And if so, why or why not? Let's pray this prayer adapted from the Gospel Coalition. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful that you, quite literally, have the whole world in your hand. That frees me to acknowledge the obvious, that I don't. I don't have control over a lot of things. Father, I don't have control over the number of days I have left before you call me home. But fill the ones that you've marked off for me with as much grace and love and wisdom as possible. I don't have control over the global economy, the war in Ukraine, the next terrorist attack. But give me laser-sharp vision of your fatherly self, joyfully perched on the throne occupied in heaven. That's all I need. You are God, and I am so very not. And you are good all the time. So I pray in Jesus' glorious and grace-filled name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 792. And in the meantime, I literally just got off the phone talking to a person, helping him plan his mother's funeral that's coming up. Now, This is the 10th funeral for me as a pastor in the last 3 months. And when you see people over and over and over again contend with the loss of a precious family member, you realize how fragile and precious life can be, and you just can't ignore it. Let's make the most of today, because we are always vulnerable.